Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. Thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. You'll find these radio program and MP3 files. You'll find 30-minute videos of various Bible subjects that you can download and look at your convenience, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. At the end of this broadcast, we'll give you the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of our services. You'll always be warmly received. We want nothing from you. We want you to come with an open Bible and open mind and let us show you the need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ. For the next few weeks, we're going to deal with the subject of a pattern of salvation. The Bible consistently shows a pattern of man's sins, God's grace, man's faith, and man's obedience. The pattern is always repeated. When God saves people, God requires certain things. Although that's not a popular concept in the religious world, we want to give you four examples to show how God's grace in God's plan and how that grace is obtained and what man has done in order to obtain it. All we ask is you to spend the time to listen and to examine the text that we will be examining in the next few weeks. We want to begin our subject of the pattern of salvation with the subject of Noah. In Genesis chapter 6, we have the biblical account of Noah. And we read verse 1 through 4. And it says, "And it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. But afterwards, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they were born children to them. Those were mighty men of renown who were old men. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great, and his heart was in intent, was on the thought of his heart, was evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and that it grieved him in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." Now let's use Noah as an example of a pattern of salvation. The world had become wicked. His intent was wholly on evil. And God looked down and repented to him that he had created man, and so he determined that he was going to destroy man. And God had a plan, although he was going to destroy man, there was a man who found grace in his sight, and there was a man, Noah. Now, Noah was going to be a recipient of God's grace, but part of God's plan for him to receive that grace was the instruction that he gave him in Genesis 6, verse 13. "And God said to Noah, The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them from the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits, and you shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark on its side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third depth. And behold, I myself will bring the flood waters on the earth, to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which the breath of life, everything that is on the earth, shall die. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you and your sons, your wives, and your sons' wives with you, and every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark, to keep them alive with you, and they shall be male and female. Of the birds after their kind, of the animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing on the earth and after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. And you shall take food for yourself of all the food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to yourself. It shall be food for you and for them. And thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. So notice in our example that God told Noah to build an ark. He did not just tell him to build it by his own dimension, by his own specification. He told him how to build it. He told him what kind of material to use, told him how many floors to put in it, how many windows, how many doors to take pitch inside and out. And then he told him what to put into the ark. He put in food for himself and also for the animals that he would bring in the ark, pairs of every kind of animal that was on the earth, of the beast of the air and the fowl, the beast of the earth and fowl of the air, and all animals, male and female, of all types of animals would be brought into the ark, and he would bring food in them, and he would take care of them and his family, his wife, their three sons, and their wives, 8 souls total. And they would go into the ark, and God was going to bring destruction upon the earth in the form of a flood. It was going to rain 40 days and 40 nights, according to Genesis chapter 7. But you notice what Noah did in verse 22. Thus did Noah, according to all that God asked of him, he did. Every instruction God gave him, he fulfilled. And then when the time came, when everything was gathered, everything was taken care of and brought into the ark was finished, and then the door was shut by God. But I want you to understand that in verse 4, it gives the time period. It was going to take 120 years to build the ark. And so the ark was preparing for 120 years. In Peter's epistle, we have information that Noah preached during that time, and he preached men to repent. He preached men to repent and turn back to God before they would be destroyed in a flood. But he did not have any takers. Nobody heeded his word. Nobody heeded the warning. And they probably scoffed and laughed at him. But yet him and his sons kept building to finish the ark and to do everything in its instruction that God had given him. Now, in Hebrews 11 and 7, there is a great statement made about Noah. It says, by faith Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. Now, notice what it says. Grace was obtained by the obedience of his faith. And that obedience, faith, saved him and was rewarded by his salvation, his family's salvation, and all 8 souls that were in the ark. How many souls were saved outside the ark? None. None were saved outside the ark. All those who were saved from destruction, physical destruction, were in the ark. Everything outside the ark died that drew the breath of life. Why? Because of sin and disobedience. And so God punished man because of his sin and his disobedience. But I want you to notice this pattern that we see in Noah's salvation. He is a recipient of God's grace. God's plan for him to receive that grace and to be able to grasp it was to build an ark. And he gave him instruction exactly how to build the ark. As we said, the dimensions, the height, the width, the storage that were in it, the type of material to use, and what to put in it. He gave him all those instructions. And then we know that Genesis 6:22 says all that God instructed Noah, he did. He was obedient to the instruction that God gave him. And then we see that after 375 days, he's told to open the door of the ark, and he goes out with him and his family, and the water has abated off the earth, and he builds an altar in thanksgiving to God for his blessing of preserving his life through the times of the flood. You see, all of this is a pattern of salvation. God speaks. Man listens. Man obeys. God rewards. God saves. That is a pattern that is found throughout the Bible, if you would care to open it, to study it, and to meditate upon it. That pattern of salvation has been demonstrated by God throughout time. Now, some of the stipulations have changed through the patriarchal age to the Mosaic age to the Christian age, but those principles are still intact in the salvation of man. That God's grace is a defining statement. It is what makes it possible for man to be saved. But God had a plan how that grace would be received. And then man has a decision whether to obey or to reject. Now, I want to read some verses to you and want you to remember these as we continue going through these examples. In Titus chapter 2, it says, "For the grace of God," in verse 11, "that brings salvation has appeared to all men." Now, how did grace of God that brought salvation appear to all men? Teaching us. What taught us? Grace taught us. What did grace teach us? That denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteous, and godly in this present age. You see, grace taught us to deny worldliness and ungodliness. It taught us that we have to be sober, righteous, and godly in this present age. You see, there are instructions that are given that are part of being a recipient of God's grace. I remember as a little boy in Bible class, I was asked by the teacher, what would have happened, Keith, if Noah would have decided that, you know, we're going to be in the ark a long time and, you know, gopher wood, when it gets wet, it sometimes doesn't smell very good. So I think in the inside of the ark, we'll put cedar wood, because that smells better, and maybe that won't be as bad since we're going to be in the ark for such a long time. If he would have done that, what would have happened to the ark? And I answered, it would have sank like a rock. Why? Because God said gopher wood. And when God said gopher wood, that eliminated every other kind of wood. And so if Noah wanted to be saved with his wife and his three sons and their wives, how could he secure his salvation? He could secure his salvation by the salvation and grace that's offered to God by his preserving his life. But in order to obtain it, he had to build the ark according to the specifications. And then when he did, it says in Hebrews 11 and 7 that he became heir of righteousness, that he became an example and a pattern of salvation, being divinely warned of things not yet seen. Nobody had seen rain on the earth. And yet he obeyed simply because God commanded him. This is a pattern of salvation, and it is very clear. God's grace is the defining thing that makes the difference, but God never does for man what man has the ability to do for himself. God gave the instructions to the ark, but Noah had the ability to build it, and God required him to build it, and when he did, God saved him and saved them from the flood.